Vocês estão escutando o comboio da noite no Sheffield Live.
Okie dokie, hour two business.
Here we go. This is, yeah. This is where we get down to it. Is it?
Yes.
No, it is. It is. We've got the boring hour one for the normies out of the way. And now it's just for the late night crew.
Deep cuts.
Yes, and the completists. Yes, so we finished up with disco mix of sorts. Yeah, so we had Johnny Osborne with Mr. Marshall. So you said that came out in 2020. Recorded a lot earlier.
Yeah, there was a selection of dubs released for that in 2020.
Oh, okay.
For the first time.
But the original was 1980?
Yeah, 79, 80. Is it on Folly Rankin? I can't remember. I have got the album with it on.
We need our resident Johnny Osborne specialist. Twin Spins, that's his favourite Johnny Osborne album. What I do know is it was sampled by Major Lazer on one of their forgettable 2012 hits, Jar No Partial.
Yes, I've got a remix of that on the 7, actually. It's pretty good.
Was it? Yes. I'll take it back. Yes,
and then it wasn't an official remix.
Okay, so there we go. That's what makes it okay. Is it okay? Yeah. But, so then we had a dub of it of sorts.
Yeah, so that was Prince Jammy's Jargivai dub. So originally vocaled by Prince Alla and produced by Jammy's. I think this one originally got released in 79 on a Disco Showcase 12-inch. Full mix clocks in at over 9 minutes, so I had to go restrained with that. There was a reissue on 12 in the 90s, and now you can get it on 7-inch in the normal fashion, you know, vocal on one side, dub on the other. Oh, makes a bit more sense.
It does, yeah, perfect. Yeah, I don't really want to start getting into 12-inch reggae records. I feel that could be a very slippery slope to get into. I've got a few, and I feel like that is enough. Yeah, because I'm always like, man, what if I get the call up to play the big rig? Newsflash, never going to happen. Like, it hasn't happened yet, and it probably won't. To make that happen, I'll have to try and make it happen myself, and I'm not very good at networking, so that's safely not going to happen. Talking of records, I'm not going to play on the big rig. We followed that with Dillinger, Baby Yore, originally released on a compilation album on Breakdown Records, Drum and Bass Selection 4. Never had an official release on a 12-inch of its own. It came out last week on Friday on Deep Jungle Records with Deadly Deep Sub Remix on the flip, which is one of the first times the Respace one was used, apparently. So yeah, picked up one of those. Digital only is only available now. All the other ones sold out.
Nice. So this is going to be the somewhat Latin-based set now.
Cool.
All right.
Kung belele da.
casa y que te amo. Vos ya sabes que te amo.
Can't get used to these headphones. They just don't sit close enough on my head. I need a bigger head or more hair. Or perhaps a woolly hat. That one make them fit a bit better.
That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live. Barnstorming through to the last half an hour.
Are we? Yeah. 30 minutes to go. That's ridiculous.
Once again, if you are tuning in late, apologies if you are picking up the sound clash of the studio next door. Some music has been left on extremely loud. So it sounds like there's a party next door.
Yeah, it sounds like we're recording outside a party.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We are not. Well, there is a party in the studio. It's an Night Train party. Everybody's invited. No entrance fee. Almost every Sunday, 9 till 11. Right. So yeah, that was the Latin-ish set. Is that right?
Kind of was, yeah. So we started with Clive Zander, real name Clive Alexander. If you call Alexander, you sort your safe name. Go Zander. That is pretty cool, isn't it?
I know, too, yeah.
With a track called Ogun. His parents were musicians, church music leader, and a gospel singer. He began classical piano at 15, moved to the UK to study architecture, and got into the London jazz scene, and then began fusing his sort of local calypso music with the jazz he heard in London.
Okay.
Returned to Trinidad 10 years later, hired a Black Power, and coined the phrase Queso Jazz to refer to his fusion of music he was producing, and that cut came from his first album, and you can also catch it on a recent Soundwave compilation, Queso Power, Sound Revolution in Trinidad 1970-80. It's a collection of rare jazz, calypso, percussive gems from Trinidad and Tobago from the revolutionary generation of the 1970s, bringing a radical new political vision and reclaiming ancient spiritual consciousness through music. That came out at the end of May. I really recommend it.
Oh, nice. Then we had a Brazil double. First up was Bruno Burle with, in English, it's You Already Know What, You Already Know That I Love You. In Portuguese, it's... I'm leaving a break there because of... I've pre-asked. We've got a voice note, so I've emailed it to you. You can see if you can edit it in.
Nice.
It's released earlier this year. I believe it's the opening song from the LP Sem Fronteiras, which translates as Modern Editions. Then after that, we had a bit of an older one from 1981, Joyce with Strong Sweetness / Water and Light with Palette. In Portuguese, it is. Originally released in 81. I'm going to send that one out to Klinker, who occasionally appears on 2 Foot Left on this station on Monday nights. That was on one of the links to a different radio station that he posted and said, you should guys check this out. And I did, and I heard that, and it was good. Then finishing up was Betty Davis with The Lone Ranger from 1975 on her third studio album, Nasty Gal. Is one that was on a Gummy Soul guest mix that they did for us many, many moons ago. Forgotten about, so I might try and find that.
I was about to say, I don't think I've heard this song before.
You would have done that eight years ago, probably, maybe longer.
So that is a while ago. So into the final set of the night. What did I call it earlier?
The Zoners.
The Zoners. This one's pretty out there. It's going to take you on a journey. Well, hopefully we'll get us to home shortly.
Yes, see you in a bit, folks. folks, we've made it.
Oh, we have.
I was away with the fairies on that last one. Like, oh yeah, it's completely in a world of my own.
And I've forgotten these are all my picks as well, which is really set myself up here for a fall.
No, you'd be all right. You've had a nice relaxing weekend. You've not been sleeping under canvas.
That's true. I can take this one for the team. Right, so yeah, four songs there. The Zoners, as I called them earlier. They were kind of pretty all over the shop. So we started out with a brand new cut out of Sheffield. That was Field Signs with Parallax Pal. You can get that on Bandcamp. If you search Field Signs, that's Field spelt normally. Signs spelt S-I-N-E-S.
I was hoping you were going to say Field spelt normally. Signs spelt normally. That really made me laugh. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
So yeah, his tagline: cosmic electronic music for dreaming and dancing, forging Sheffield the synth city. Shout out to Ed for that. Go check it. He's got another song on there as well, hopefully more to come. Following that was Noom's first of Rocket Recordings double. That was Foreign Agent, forthcoming on their new album Lossy, out on 4th of September. They've got a UK tour upcoming end of October into November. Dates scattered all over the country. We're going to see them at Delicious Clam here in Sheffield.
Yes, Tuesday the 3rd. Tickets very reasonably priced, £13.50. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that immensely, because last time I think we got tickets and there was a visa issue, they couldn't get in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they're from Russia, but they have since relocated to Slovenia. And that was part of the problem. Anyway, after that, the second new Rocket Recordings release was Flowers Must Die with Nadja. Their album Tis Nad is released on the 25th of September, and they are named after an Ashrael Temple song. But as you said earlier, that could be Goat.
Yeah,
just performing without the mask.
Yeah, but as long as if they were playing without masks with a different lead singer and not a flying V, I mean, it could definitely be them.
Who knows? They've been going for the last 20 years. They've got like quite a few albums released as well. That's probably the first song I've heard of theirs. And we finished off the set with Drum. He's got a new continuous piece of music out, following on from his Houndstooth album last year. This is on like some sort of collab between Houndstooth and Fabric Records. It's called I Wander, and it's a sort of continuous piece of music split into sections. So that was like a little excerpt of it. I think it's split into six tracks. I might be wrong. But basically designed to be listened to in one piece.
Okay.
With repeating themes. It comes out on a 12-inch etched disc as well, if you really need it.
I mean, it sounds more trouble than it's worth. I mean, I'm sure it would look beautiful. But I suppose if it's just one piece on one side, that would work.
Yeah, that's how it works. And then it's this sort of the picture you actually bit on the other. Anyway, that came out last week. Go check that if you listen to the whole thing, if you like the sound of that. We've got one more to finish up. I've forgotten to make any notes about this one. I listened to the album last night. It's really good. It's John Haycock.
It's called Live at the Portico Library. What Remains is the name.
What Remains
is the name of the album.
I'm glad you've written it down.
It's all right.
But it's basically like he's composed some music which is then played live in some settings, and then he's then recorded it being played in the settings and getting the natural reverb as part of the process of it. I think it's recorded across venues in Hebden Bridge.
Correct.
A library, is it? Todmorden?
Yeah, correct. This is and the world's the worst pub quiz.
Portico Library is in Manchester, right?
Correct.
It did go in there.
Well, that's good.
This is not actually on the proper release. I think it's on the as a bonus on the digital.
I think that's because, right,
because,
yeah,
again, this is like a complete listen, I would say. It's one of those pieces you need to listen down and listen to the whole album. The bonus tracks are kind of split off a bit, so that's why I picked a bonus one. But if you like the sound of this, go and listen to the whole thing. It's really good.
Cool. Well, I'll sit back, relax, and enjoy, and we'll hopefully be back next week with less of a sound clash.
Thank you. A little concerned for your future. If you're not careful, your career might end with a long fall down a staircase. Sit down, Cast. I've prepared a little surprise.